8 XP on Statewide 2. Not 8 XP.
WFSM on Statewide 2.
So what was the malfunction?
I'm not sure. I just made a new zone. And, oh, his RX groups. He didn't have RX groups set up. Wait, are you on? Yeah, you're on this one. He didn't have the RX group set up.
Was there you on MMDVM as well?
No, that's, we're working on the M1 KEs with the, him and his dad have them. I'm helping him right with that right now.
All right, sounds good. Take that, sir.
WYRC on Statewide 2.
WFSM test Statewide 2. WFSM Statewide 2, 123.
NAVXP testing.
Hey, Fred, are you watching the camera in Mayville?
Negative. I saw them there, but that was it.
I mentioned bits, so I didn't know if it was legit or what.
Yeah, it's the AT. It was AT. I thought it was AT&T guys.
Okay, well, the one picture has a black gentleman walking around in front of the site, and I didn't see any other vehicles. So I'm like, is that legit?
I got 147.55. Works for me. That'd be great. No problem at all.
KBSWR.
Oh, well, provided I don't have any problems, I should be down there in the area about 6 a.m. Any morning for 6 a.m.? That's Friday, not tomorrow. Hey, tomorrow. Friday. Friday morning, yes. You want all Robo mouth on that one. Can you try that one again? Sometime I say Friday, 6:30. You'll be here. Roger. And you two still bugging out Saturday afternoon?
KBSWR.
KBSWR, 3APT, go ahead.
Yeah, I was waiting for Mike to get back in here, but he must be having internet issues.
Yeah, I should be there. Say
I'm connected up.
3 a.m. tonight. Lee, you're
going to
be here at 6 o'clock Friday morning.
You guys doubled. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, try again. Lee, 6 o'clock Friday morning is when you're going to be here, and we'll be listening on 147.55.
Roger. I see an email, Mike, giving Chris a little Rasp because he's got his phone shut off. At least he can have it on Wi-Fi calling. So person could get a hold of him when he's in the state because he's too cheap to have the service in the states. Should be able to do Wi-Fi calling anyways. They did get a repeater set up in the campground there at the behind the arena. So that is there running, connected back to the network. You guys got it programmed in or not. I don't know how far you are away. They got Starlink going, and that's working really well, so they got good internet there. V3MMX, KBSWR.
Yeah, very good. KBSWR, V3MMX. Yeah, we have company internet across North America. So the internet is good. Canada, U.S., it's equal. There's no change in it. But I don't know if I'm in a good spot to pick up the local tower here. I have no idea.
Yeah, the sound is good there now, but no, I sent you an email. I didn't have an email. I was trying to give Chris crap for not having his phone on Wi-Fi calling, so V3YFO, Chris. But anyways, I'm looking at check engine lights on my mom's car. Evaporator, emission, vent, solenoid, valve control circuit.
Comment 1-3 minor.
VE3 Epsilon Mobile. Listening.
Alright, alright. How you doing, sir?
Very good. Nice, beautiful night tonight. Good sunset, nice and dry. See clouds out there, nice skyline. Good.
Somewhere in the background, we got VE3 MMX, Trocute, and KBSWR, so. Mike's kind of hit and miss here. I think he doesn't have a solid
solid connection to the tower there, cell tower.
Yeah, I've been listening just for about the last 3 or 4 minutes here. So, I guess you're pretty much packed and ready to go.
All the major stuff in here, now I'm working on the smaller stuff. I still got a pile of items here ready to take out. I'm going to do that before it gets dark. And I got a bunch more tomorrow. I got to do some work on some things and put some stuff together. And if I get it done, I'll take it. If I don't, I won't take it.
very good. Well, we got a tower found for Brad. BFU is a 28-footer freestand. DMX even.
DMX, those are good solid towers, aren't they?
Yep, but the Delhi originally. Wade Antenna, now they call it. Wade Antenna, Delhi, and there's another brand in there somewhere stuck into the name.
They're calling it this week. Wade Antenna. Wait a minute, see if it stays up.
Yeah, I went and looked online just to see information about it, and I ran across a couple of places that sell the brand, and it's priced pretty good for what it is. The one company had an outrageously high price. I was like, what kind of numbers are they posting, like the included base installed in everything price? Because that was nuts.
Sure, that's where most of the work is, putting the base in, digging a hole, putting the base pieces in, some rebar, cement, get the truck come in, pour some cement. That's where all the money is in a tower.
If you don't have they must have been quoting a whole price installed and everything, but I found some information about just the tower, and this one is in good condition, and it was bought new in 2013, I think it was.
Ain't even broke in yet, though. Yeah. And it's small enough, you can take it down without too much trouble.
Yeah. Nice anchors on the bottom of it, too, so it's done well. I was actually part of the installer team for that one, so it was just myself and the owner. And so it's in good shape, no rust, and stainless hardware at the base.
That was weird. You had a big echo. Yeah, well, get her done. Probably can't get the anchor kit out of the concrete, so I just cut them off and leave them. They do.
Yeah, that was a DMR feedback. How about that, eh? Yeah, the concrete was, I guess, 3 cubic meters or whatever it is, or 2 cubic meters, something to that effect. It was a bit overkill, intentionally, and the anchors were really just galvanized fence posts.
Any time, because those guys come back in, or what they're doing down there. Yeah, well, bent sheet metal is stronger than straight sheet metal. You ask anybody who's been to a demo derby, they'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's why they were actually bent. It was intentionally put a couple of kinks in it just to make it so it can't slide out. And then it was reinforced concrete as well, so fiberglass reinforced and 3 feet into the concrete. So there's lots and lots of anchor support in there.
It's not so much of a well requirement on a gag tower. It all it has to do is hold the weight.
Other stations that come in on DMR, go ahead.
E3MX, DMR.
Yeah, you're in there, Mike. It's a little bit chopped.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's probably the Wi-Fi issue. But the signal service yet where I am, there isn't more.
Yeah, there's a lot of packets dropped there. That was pretty unintelligible, relatively, mostly. So yeah, that was not great.
Yeah, okay, no problem. But yeah, this is my phone's only getting one bar down here in AT&T, and it's not American wide coverage, but it's not really good where we are here.
Maybe I'll put a repeater in the sky at like 2 miles or something like that on a drone, and you guys and point some antennas your way. How about that, eh?
Yeah, that would work. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't have a great education down here. Not where we are, anyway, but anyway, we'll have to play it here.
Can you just picture a couple of Quanshangs on a drone in a crossband configuration for you? Wouldn't that be funny? And since drones are so stable, just you can actually point a beam towards you.
The drone has enough flying time for that. Try it with the phone in a different spot here. I don't know if that's any better or not. Maybe not. They each can't perfect.
Okay, I'm at home now, so I will be back in a bit. E3SO heading up there. Gonna grab some supper.
I don't know, maybe you didn't hear me, Mike, but you were coming in good after you said you moved the phone. And it was almost perfect.
The phone in a certain spot here, maybe that's better. Anyway, so Friday morning at 6 o'clock for you, Lee?
Roger. Affirmative. Roger, roger.
No problem at all. We'll be listening for you at 147.55.
Good. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. Thank you very much. All right, I gotta get back to it. I got more stuff to put in the van here. Work it's too dark. Give me 3 MMX. Van 8 and 3 APT.
No problem. 7-3, carry on. Just loading up. 7-3 APT, VE-MMX, Mobile 8, Eaton, Ohio.
V3MMX, V3NSV, also in Dayton, Ohio. Do you guys have dinner already?
Carry on our way down. We stopped and had for so. We only fired down to the Golden Corral. So we're all good.
All right, I think we're just getting changed. We're going to head over to Twin Peaks. So if you guys are bored and want to come over, feel free to join us there. But I figured it's 8:30. You guys are probably going to bed already.
Well, actually, the marshal's up there watching the Maple Leafs. He's watching the game. And, I'm just sitting here.
All right, well, unfortunately, I didn't get a word of that. You're pretty badly broken, but we're here, and we'll give you a call in the morning. What time do you plan on arriving at the fairgrounds?
It doesn't have to be in the morning, you know, 7 o'clock,
okay, I'll catch you in the morning. We'll give you a call on your post there. So see you.
Here, made it to Dayton with my phone.
I'm 3. It's both in the
Sorry, station call. We're ready to go. Stop to the convenience store and grab a few beverages and just settle in and we're
going. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
Was at a Finley and we saw some, I don't call that real.